FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex.
Hi, this is Annette Benedetti, your hostess for Locker Room Talk and Shots, the podcast that likes to think of itself as the queer NPR of raunchy women's sex talk. You are about to sit in on the kind of conversations women have on their girls' nights out or behind closed doors while enjoying delicious drinks and dishing about sex. Think fun, honest, and feminist as fuck, and always with the goal of fighting the patriarchy one orgasm at a time. Welcome to the locker room.
Ring loop. Today's locker room talk and shots topic is exploring the praise kink. Call me good girl. Listeners, if you've been with me for any time now, but especially from the beginning over the past 3 years, you know I've been exploring my own kinky life, trying to figure out what I'm all about. It's been very confusing. And for a long time, I really kind of thought I was primarily into kind of more heavier impact play, BDSM, restraints, all that stuff. But over the last 2 years, through a lot of exploration that, as you all know, led me to incredible orgasms that I was never having before. And then just self-reflection, experiences, therapy, I have come to this conclusion that I think what I might mostly have is a praise kink. Now, just the term praise kink raises the most obvious question. How is a praise kink different than just anyone enjoying being complimented? Well, I don't know. I kind of know, but I don't know. But I do have a guest today who is going to be giving us the answers we seek when it comes to the praise kink. Now, this is a returning guest. Her name's Lisa Finn. If you want to check out our last podcast together, you're going to scroll back or head over to YouTube where you're going to look up cock and ball torture. Yes, Lisa is taking us from cock and ball torture to praise. I kind of like the combo.
Yeah, they definitely can hold hands.
We're going to be talking. They can hold hands. But we will be talking about that. Now, Lisa is a Brooklyn-based sex educator for Babeland and sibling store Good Vibes. She has been featured in publications such as New York Times, Huffington Post, Cosmo, Forbes, GQ, and more, and has led dozens of workshops everywhere from Ivy Leagues to nightclubs. Finn absolutely loves helping first-timers to feel unashamed to explore their curiosities, especially kink, which is why she's here. Leasing humor into education as a reminder that pleasure should always, 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 always be fun. Welcome, Lisa. I'm excited for this conversation. But before we jump into it, do you want to just give my listeners a little bit of a reminder about who you are?
Yeah. So, you basically summed it up with that intro, but I am a sex educator. I've been working for the sex toy store Babeland since 2016. Beyond knowledge of kink and sex education relationships, all of that, I'm also a toy expert. It is definitely one of the more fun perks of the job. I'm just so excited to be able to talk about something that I feel like has been all over the internet recently. I feel like I cannot scroll through any social media platform without somebody typing out good girl and people going absolutely nuts over it. So I'm very excited to dive into this.
Yeah. So I didn't even know praise kink was a thing until I stumbled over it recently. And I'm like, I think that might be my thing. But before we move on, guys, I want to remind you that you're most definitely going to want to head over to YouTube to watch this after you listen to it, before you listen to it, because we will be including the toolbox that you can use while doing this kink. So, I mean, obviously, most kinks can be done with or without tools, toys, etc. But you can always enhance your play. And you know that I'm all about that. So if you want to see the demonstrations and the stuff we're going to be talking about, you can head to YouTube. And it's just Annette Benedetti. And you can watch our conversation and see the implements that we are talking about as we talk about them. You're also going to want to stay to the end because, as always, we have our little section of takeaways. And the takeaway for this podcast really is going to be a starter kit. So we're going to talk about what it is, what it's all about, why you might be into it or might not be into it, and then how to get started if you want to dip your toe in the water starting tonight or tomorrow. So I'm having coffee over here, and I am ready to, and what are you doing over there?
Yeah, I've got some pomegranate juice to start. I do, as always, have whiskey to finish, but like any good kink scene, we want to wait until afterwards to get that buzz.
So I cheers. Love that. Cheers. I'm going to start with the most obvious question, which is, what is a praise kink, period?
Yeah. So the confusion, or I guess the misunderstanding between what a praise kink is versus liking to be complimented. Most people like compliments. They make us feel good. They uplift us. They make us feel empowered. Where it becomes a kink is when that compliment gets you aroused. It gets you going. It's something that is making you horny. It's something that you have a sexual connection to. It doesn't mean that every time somebody gives you a compliment, you're going to get wet or get a boner. It just means that in this context, it is erotic. So with a praise kink, it can be either for giving or receiving. So for giving, you like telling your partner how good they are. You like telling them what good of a job they're doing, how you like that they moan for you, how they look when they're spread out, being possessive of them. These are all different ways to play with that. And with receiving a praise kink, it's maybe that you want to be told how good you look. You want to be affirmed that you're making your partner feel pleasure. You want to be affirmed that what you're doing is something that is good, great, even. And it can have a lot of different facets to it. You know, you have your nicknames, your honorifics. We can even play with praise and degradation, which is very interesting. I definitely want to touch on that at some point. But overall, it's just affirmations and positive words as something erotic.
Yet this is where I want to share my discovery in reflection. At the time, I didn't realize it, but how I discovered that I might have a praise kink. And this is really in reflection. It was a couple of years ago when I was starting a new relationship, and it was kind of based on BDSM. But what took me by surprise was, one night through text, this individual sent me just this really affectionate, praise-filled text. And the next thing I knew, I was horny as hell. And it shook me a little bit. I was like, wow, I just read this. And it wasn't sexy necessarily. It wasn't even about sex. It was just about, ultimately, about who I was. But it was very praise-filled. And it was the first time it had so clearly happened to me. And after that, I was like, oh, maybe this is a thing. And so from there on, I've noticed, oh, I do like being called good girl, but more so, I am switchy. I'm like 100% a switch. When I'm in a dom position, in reflection now and in practice, I also recognize I really love giving praise and seeing the reaction to it. And so when praise kink popped up in my feed, I was like, oh, this kind of makes sense to me, that this is more than like, oh, I just enjoy compliments and saying nice things or whatever, right?
Yeah, you and I have that in common. So I think that this is going to be a really interesting dynamic, being able to speak to it from both perspectives of loving to tell our partners how good they are and loving to hear how good we are. So yeah, it's, for a lot of people, it can pop up in a lot of different ways. A lot of people are realizing it through media right now. I mentioned earlier that it's kind of ubiquitous on certain parts of like TikTok. If you are on Kink Talk, if you are on Thirst Trap TikTok, any of that, you are going to be getting videos of people looking directly into the camera and calling you a good girl, a good boy, a good little pet, something like that. And for a lot of people, they don't realize that when those compliments come with that direct eye contact, when it's something that is like the phrase good girl, you don't really often hear that just in like day-to-day conversation. It does have that heightened connotation to it, especially now. If someone were to call you good girl out of context, it would still raise that flag versus someone saying, oh, you look so pretty. That can have sort of that flipped context. So starting off, if you're listening to this, you're probably a step ahead. There's probably something that you've heard that has set off that little thing in your head that's like, oh, this is something, that light bulb went off, you had that moment. So thinking about what that was and taking it from there to sort of build off of. Like I said earlier, there are so many different ways that we can give and receive praise. So is it being called a nickname? Is it being called good girl? Is it being called my little kitten, my pet? Is it being called a pretty little slut? What is it that does that for you? Or is it not necessarily a name, not about, you know, who you are to this person, but about how good of a job you're doing, or, you know, something like how you're doing things, the actions. You are so good at blank, blank, blank. You do so well when you blank for me. It could be how you look, how you sound, how you taste. What element of it is something that you want to hear? Maybe you don't want to hear anything about your looks. You just want to hear how good you're doing. You want that affirmation to know you're making your partner feel good. You want that praise in terms of what they're feeling. So taking it and running from there.
So my next question would be, how does someone know they have a praise kink? What are some signs? Like, obviously, I just shared my story, and that was the first kind of flag that went up. But I didn't think at the time, I was just like, oh, yeah, well, maybe I really needed some praise. That was the thought. But how would somebody know, oh, I have a praise kink? We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers.
Usually it'll start with someone that you're attracted to. So maybe it's a partner, maybe it's someone that you find hot, like a celebrity or whatever it is, whatever already turns you on. Hearing that person say something affectionate, say something in that frame of praise or adoration, even worship. If that's something that as soon as that comes out of their mouth, you feel that chill down your spine. You feel yourself just wanting to hear that again. You want to know what you can do to hear that again. You want to pull that and elicit it however you want. Maybe you were having a non-heated, non-sexual conversation with someone that you are sexually attracted to, or someone that you already have some sort of a sexual or intimate relationship with. And in that moment that they said something, it again sort of had that moment of, oh God, that was really hot. I did not expect that, but here we are.
And I read something interesting about the praise kink, and I'm curious about your thought on this. I read that people who have the love language of words of affection as one of their top love languages are more likely to have a praise kink? I am number one love language for me. Like all, I'm a word girl. Just like give them to me. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Words of affirmation, as well as acts of service. This could be a verbal act of service. So words of affirmation, just being that you like to hear, just no questions asked. This is something that is being explicitly stated to you, that you are something positive to the person that is giving you these words, or that you want to tell your person how positive your interaction or your relationship is. So providing those words of affirmation, having that level of really making sure that the other one is aware. It's about that awareness. It's about using that to convey that love, that affection, that adoration, that intimacy. Because when we use language, it is a little bit more direct. Maybe we aren't as good at picking up on things like body language, on things like cues. Maybe, you know, someone could send you 1,000 pictures all day and you're like, well, I don't know. Like, is this because they think that I'm hot? Is this, if you get that language that says, hey, I think that you're hot, there's no questions there. It's right out in the open.
Right, right. I mean, send the pictures, but maybe with the praise in there. You earned this. So
a video instead.
Yeah, videos. Step it up from the photo to the video. The only problem with the videos is they don't always come across. I have an Android. Don't judge me. You've got the Android to Apple. Do you have an Android too? Mm-hmm. So you got to get on one of the apps. You got to get on the WhatsApp or the Telegram so you get those clear.
Listen, if you're doing something kinky enough, you want to be on an encrypted service anyway. So
yes, you do. Not that I am, but maybe. I always tell myself, well, if something gets out, I'm pretty sure it will only improve my career.
Same.
So we talked about the psychology behind it a little bit and how it's different from just enjoying compliments. Can we talk a little bit about how it ties into the dom-sub relationship? A, does it always? B, what does that look like?
Yeah. I want to take a step back really quick because I liked what you just said about sort of the psychology of it. I think something that's really important to note here is that this form of kink can be very therapeutic, but it's not therapy. So for some people, you know, the praise kink could be filling a void that they feel. Maybe they didn't get enough praise. Maybe again, they need that verbal affirmation to know that they're good. Maybe it's like an imposter syndrome thing. Maybe with humiliation, that comes into something that was part of an experience, whether it was positive or traumatic. So keeping in mind that while kink can be therapeutic, it's not therapy. So throughout this, you know, I'm going to be talking about the ways that these can connect psychologically, emotionally, mentally. But you want to make sure that you're in the right headspace and doing this with the right person, which leads into the dom-sub dynamic. You should always have that trust between these two parties, because though a dominant and submissive dynamic is about control, it's about yielding control and taking control. The person who yields that control, the submissive, still does have control because it's consensual. They have the control of giving that to their dominant. You want to have that trust and know that this is coming from a place of care, whether it's praise or whether it's degradation, that this is something that the dynamic is, again, consensual. It's going both ways. With dominance and submission and praise kinks in particular, the control sort of comes from the idea of the control of pleasure. So going off of the idea of you're being so good, maybe instead of, oh, you're being so good, it's you're being so good for me. You look so good for me. When you do this to me, I love it. These are all things that dominant is now taking it and making it theirs. maybe you are not just being called good girl, you're being called my good girl. And that can have a totally different dynamic to it. It can also be a good way for a dominant and a submissive to connect if they're in a heavier scene, to remind the submissive that the dominant cares for them, that even if they are just absolutely bringing down like a full hard spank, they've got them tied up, gagged in a position that may seem humiliating or really exposing or really vulnerable, especially having that moment to come back and affirm your partner that even if you are spanking them, even if you are tying them up, even if you are participating in, let's say, S&M, something that has that extra sort of physical aspect of intensity to it, using praise to remind them not only that they're doing a good job, but that you are there for them and that this is all happening out of a place of care and mutual pleasure.
I love that. That makes sense to me. While we're in this conversation and you brought up the therapeutic part of it, before we move forward and while I'm, you know, discussing the dom sub dynamic, what are some of the reasons, whether you are the one who gets off on giving the praise or receiving the praise, that might have helped manifest this kink inside of you?
Yeah. So, I mean, we can always have that moment of sort of like psychologic evaluation where we're going back to an instance of something having happened to us, right? Maybe we got a lot of praise when we were younger and we absolutely fed on that. Maybe you were top of the class when you got a gold star, you went nuts for it. And now that's sort of like taking place in a sexual dynamic. You just love hearing what a good job they're doing. It eggs you on. It makes you want to keep going. Maybe you didn't get that praise. And so hearing it in the bedroom is just really affirming your place with this person. As we were talking about words of affirmation, maybe it's just a matter of needing to know where you stand. If your praise kink is coming from a place of self-consciousness, that's fine. That's okay. You can need or want this kink to make sure that you and your partner are both enjoying what you're doing. It can act as a form of consent. It can act as a form of checking in. It can be your green light with someone to be able to pass this praise kink back and forth.
I think that that's really interesting how you, I think a lot of people, whenever the word kink comes up, feel like it's something that manifests from a negative space or something you are lacking, or, you know, a place of something that's missing. And it's interesting that you point out it could actually be just something that you really enjoyed and had a lot of when you were younger. Being kinky does not have to be associated with trauma or with something that was missing or something negative that happened in your youth. It can be just something that really turns you on that was fantastic that you experienced in the past. And I feel like that's a little bit of a myth about kink, anything that's kinky, that, oh, it comes from this place of something terrible that happened to you in the past. No, no, we're all like pleasure-filled creatures who like to explore pleasure in ways that go outside of convention. And conventionality is just a set of expectation and rules that were put on sex by certain people to control everybody else who enjoyed something outside of it. So kink is just breaking outside of that really oppressive, conventional sexual structure.
And you know what? I'm going to say something that I truly believe, and some people might fight me on this, but I truly believe it. I don't think you need to have a reason to have a kink. I don't think that there has to be any reason behind it other than that you like it. Maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with the praise. Maybe you just like having vocal sex. Maybe you just like talking during sex. And that's the thing that feels right to say in that moment. You know, I cannot explain to you why I like whiskey. I just know that I like it. And that's it. It doesn't have to be anything deeper. I don't have to be like, oh, well, I'm Irish. I have to like, but nope, I just like it. That's it. And that could be you and any form of kink. It could just be, I know that this turns me on. Let's try it.
Right, right. And I agree with you. I do think I always ask the question, what are some of the reasons people might be into this? Because I feel like people feel a need to understand the origins of things that fall outside of the norm within their own interest and especially sex. But I agree also, folks.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't really matter. There's nothing wrong. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with your kink. Just get kinky and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So, but now you've got some ideas about things that might have like lit up that kink praise dynamic with you. So you've talked a little bit about how the praise kink plays out within a dom sub dynamic, but the praise kink doesn't always have to come with impact play, right? Sometimes there's no impact at all. It's just in the middle of sex, you want to hear these things and you want to be able to tell people these things, correct?
Yeah. And like you sort of told your story before, it doesn't even have to happen during sex. Like your moment came via text message. Like that was unexpected. Yeah. That wasn't in the middle of a scene. That wasn't in the middle of play. Maybe the conversation that you were having wasn't even sexually charged.
I don't think it was.
Praise kinks can exist in any sort of space. So, you know, you can have it happen during this BDSM dynamic, but it can also just be a part of, and I'm using air quotes here, vanilla sex, right? It doesn't even need to be that. It could be, you know, your partner hyping you up before you go out. It could be something as simple as there is a word that gets you going. Like I call everyone babe. My friends, people that I've just met, everyone is babe. But to me, baby is something that when I get called that, it makes me wild. It's something that in that context is ping, there's that word for me. Again, it's about the dynamic. It's about the context that we use it in. So looking at that and figuring out really what the praise is, it can exist in any of those spaces. It can exist in foreplay. It can exist in deep, deep, intense kink. It can exist in aftercare. Aftercare is actually a really, really good place to put praise, whether it's as a kink or as a way to sort of recenter after a more intense scene or just after having sex. You want to get back into that headspace of non-kinky or non-sexualized headspace. You want to get back to wherever your baseline level is.
We'll be right back. Start the new year off with a bang. My code EXPLORES15 gets you 15% off womanizer.com's famous pleasure air tech sex toys. You know, the clit satisfying sucking sensation that guarantees explosive orgasms. Just go to womanizer.com and check out my personal favorite, the Womanizer Duo 2. Get ready for blended orgasms or the Premium 2. Womanizer.com has something for you, whether you are seeking clitastic satisfaction, blended orgasms, or explosive G-spot experiences. Just shop womanizer.com and use my code EXPLORES15 at checkout for 15% off. That's 15% off all womanizer.com products with my code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers. Now let's look at when you want to start playing with praise and some light, let's just say light BDSM, let's say borderline vanilla BDSM. Mm-hmm. Can we talk a little bit about what that would look like? I know for myself, when I'm in a dom role, I really like to play with praise and spanking, right? Like praising someone for how many times they were able to handle me spanking them, or telling them what to do and having them do it and spanking them if they're not doing a good job and then praising them when they do, or anything like that. But I would love for you to sort of like map that out in a more sexpert way that I possibly can.
I mean, you nailed it, but I definitely will delve into it a tiny bit more. You know, telling your partner how well they're doing, complimenting someone's sexual play. So you're doing such a good job. You're taking that so well for me. You look so good when you're bent over my lap. Whatever it is that you're giving them in that praise that is over the overall dynamic, or it could be that praise to push. It could be part of that dominating dynamic where you are pushing them using that praise. You're doing so well, but I know you could do even better. I know you could take even more than that. Why don't you show me how much you could do?
Taking notes.
All of them.
Is everyone taking notes? Because I'm taking fucking notes right now.
Fantastic. So using that to push forward, this could be an interesting place to put that degradation in as well. So instead of "you're doing so well, I know you could do even better," get rid of the "you're doing so well." The "I know you could take more. I know you could do so much better. Why don't you show me what you could do? Is this enough?" All of these ways to sort of push and make them earn that praise, right? Again, consensual dynamic. But having it be that push, that "show me that you deserve for me to tell you how good of a job you're doing, how pretty you look. Mm-hmm. Tell me that you can bring me to that place," and sort of have that control there where you're pulling that praise out of your dom.
Yep, that's my kink. Just solidified. Wow. Yep, that's it. Let me recenter for a moment on my questions. That is it. All right. So that's hot shit, right? Right? Does anyone not have this kink? Because I don't get it. But so let's talk about, you just kind of did a little bit of a juxtaposition with the degradation, the praise. That's what I was going to come back to. And this is where we can bring in. Now, I want to do a full podcast with you on the humiliation kink, because it's a deep discussion. And I don't want to do that all here, but I do want to maybe discuss the humiliation kink a little bit and how it does. And you just did some example of it, but can you kind of give us a very quick 101 on the humiliation kink and how it can sort of be what seems like almost a twin sister or brother to the praise kink?
Yeah. So what I think is really interesting is the fact that we can have a mix of feelings, even ones that feel like they're mutually exclusive. Like, you can feel disgust and arousal at the same time. You can feel shame and arousal at the same time. Shame, again, giant air quotes there around this, because this is all part of a consensual and wanted experience. It's about sort of taking this idea of humiliation, taking this idea of degradation, and having the control of the dialogue in that way. With praise and humiliation as a mix, you know, maybe you have your praise is being called a pretty little slut or such a good slut.
And that would be a mix of the two, right? That pretty little and then the slut. That is a mix of... Yeah, so it's so interesting to me as you say this, and I think of my own experience with it, because I've had people non-consensually, without a discussion ahead of time, like, call me that. And like, I'm all excited at the beginning, and then they slip slut in, and I'm like, I feel like we need to talk about what that means for me right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and so that's interesting, now understanding myself more, showing and explaining that is, you got the praise at the top, which is here, and then it drops you into a light humiliation.
Or you can even have full humiliation, but how much different it is when it becomes possessive. So calling someone a filthy little slut versus my filthy little slut, it's a totally different context. Yeah. It's that idea of having something that you're a filthy little slut is existing in your own space. This is all you. My filthy little slut is, I love that you're a filthy little slut. I am taking ownership of you in that space. Mm-hmm. And that could be really empowering. I mentioned this before, it has to come from a place of someone who cares about you. It has to come with that negotiation beforehand, even with praise. You really like being called pretty or hot, but the word cute is too twee for you and you don't want it. This all needs to happen in your pre-negotiation. Say the words that you like. Dabble with it outside of a sexualized context so that you have that opportunity. And even if you aren't doing anything that has any sort of physical play to it, make a safe word. Make a safe word, have your stoplights in play. So you're red for stop, you're yellow for we need to take a pause, you're green for keep going. Have those in play, especially when we're looking at humiliation or even with praise. If we're just like absolutely barraging and inundating someone with praise, it could be overwhelming. Mm. Is your response something that might be a red flag outside of this play, but it is part of what you want out of the scene? Maybe with humiliation, you are going to cry, but you want that. You mm-hmm. want that cathartic cry. You want that to be a part of this. It's something that is part of the kink for you. Maybe you and your partner have decided that they're not going to stop until you tell them to. You need to make sure that you have that word in place that's going to be that hard stop. And with that, I mentioned before aftercare, right? What is that going to look like? After you get a barrage of praise, maybe afterwards, you just want to be spoken to in a purely just like almost platonic dynamic yeah. where you're taking a step back from the space. Maybe after a humiliation scene, you need to be praised. You need to be reminded that, you know, that was so good. How are you feeling? All of that, going back into that tender sort of voice. It's really whatever brings you back to that baseline. I'm not saying that after a heavy praise scene, you should just come out of it and be like, well, you're stupid. It doesn't necessarily have to be a balance like that. It's just about getting someone back to that positive baseline.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I like the praise kink and even the humiliation kink. It's interesting how the words – like you really have to know your words and how to use them in the moment, right? I was thinking mm-hmm. about how you were showing slightly switching up words, the magnitude of the impact that can have, especially in an intense kink scene or in a sexual setting. It's not something you can just like get crazy and start throwing out words and not risk, you know, crossing over yeah. someone's boundaries. So it would take some practice, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it could be so many different things, you know. Is your praise, do you mind gender terms? Like, do you want to hear good girl, good boy? Do you like possessive terms like pet or kitten or something that could be seen as degrading? And I'm saying could be seen because there are some people that see these words strictly as positive, but something like plaything, mm-hmm. something like slut, right? Do you want to hear honorifics? Do you want to be held on a pedestal, worshipped? Do you want to be called a goddess, sir, ma'am, yes, chef, whatever it is that does it for you? Maybe you don't want to be called names. Maybe again, you want someone to compliment your sexual play. I love when you use your tongue like that. You're doing so well for me. You make me so hot. You make me so wet, so hard. I never get tired of the way you look. All of these things. Maybe you want it to be just about your physical traits. So you look so good on your knees. Listen to you moan. You look so pretty when you're all spread out for me. Using all of these words, break out your thesaurus, go for it. Find those words and say them out loud and see which ones, when they roll off of your tongue, feel good to say, or when you hear them out loud, make you go, ooh, I like that a lot. Read some erotica. Erotica is a really, really great way to explore kink language, praise, dirty talk, because erotica depends on language. You don't have like with video porn, even audio porn does have this as well. But you know, you may not get that direct language because erotica is going to be dependent on that. They are describing every little thing that's going on. So reading some erotica and taking some inspiration from there.
I love that. I love that. This is definitely my thing. All right. So can we start to talk about some of the tools you can bring into? Okay, we've talked about you've given our listeners right now tons of great verbal tools to bring into the bedroom and test out. But let's kind of push it a little bit further. Let's talk about a toolbox. Let's talk about some toys that I love toys. And I feel like, you know, I like to think that most people can benefit from adding some playthings to their playtime. What are some toys that go well with this kink? What's some equipment you could start integrating into the experience?
One of my favorite tools to go along with praise, especially if we're talking about a praise kink in a kinky sort of like BDSM context, is a collar.
Yes.
A collar denotes ownership. And it has that moment of sort of that claiming, like I was saying before, you know, being called a filthy little slut versus being called my filthy little slut. You put this on and that word my is right there. It is absolutely sort of shown through this. There's also that extra control. You know, our neck is something that is a very intimate space. It is something that is very delicate. And so having something around your neck, whether it's a hand collar or a physical collar, having something there, it's going to be prominent. It's going to be something that you feel. You could pair it with a leash or maybe some rope and have it as a way to sort of move your partner's head up and down so that you can demand that they look at you while you praise them. Eye contact and praise together, chef kiss. Having those sort of that dynamic will become even more heightened. So using a collar as a tool to pull somebody up and grab that attention from them can really make those words more potent. It's almost like when we're talking to somebody face to face versus on the phone or even on video chat, that connection via eye contact can really, really level things up. So a collar also just like super cute. Definitely not above wearing a collar just for the sake of fashion.
Yeah, because collars come in all different sizes, shapes, colors. I've had a couple of experiences where the collars that I was given were too thick and uncomfortable and took me out of like the moment and the experience. But then smaller ones for me, because I also like sort of some sensual touch, can give that sensation and the pressure without it being too much and like just uncomfortable. And then they are cute. They can be real sexy.
Absolutely. And yeah, you know what you were saying with that feeling uncomfortable, that could be part of the kink too, you know, if you have opted in to having an uncomfortable collar, maybe that's part of it. Maybe you're earning your ability to take it off, you know? So all of these can be brought to that dynamic. I talked a little bit about rope with a collar, so I'm just going to talk about rope on its own now. So rope, I think, can go really, really well with praise, not only for the act of bondage, but because of the time and the intention that it takes to tie somebody up. It's not like with restraints where you're just buckling them on or strapping them on or whatever it is. You're taking the time on your partner. You're feeling their body. Maybe you're working with Shibari and you're taking this moment to sort of create art on your partner's body. You know, that is a form of praise. That's a form of worship. You are using their body as a canvas for art. You are taking your time to tie them up. You're communicating throughout as this is happening. Rope can be a really, really intimate experience. And so pairing some Shibari, even some simple knots, whatever you're doing with this rope, dragging it across their skin.
You can by the way, right now, you can actually, if you are watching this, you'll see the rope. She's holding up some rope. Is that red? It's like a burgundy, a sexy burgundy.
This is like a deep maroon red. So this one is made out of a nylon blend material. I really like it because it's super soft and slick. I am not always great with getting out of knots. So having something like this, like it holds the knots really well, but it also comes apart super easy. So if you are new to the rope world, or if you just don't want to break a nail, nylon rope is really good.
Yes. Love that.
So also, if you are not a rope person, I just love talking about this thing. This is a set of under the bed restraints. So it's
definitely come and look at this one, guys. If you're interested in restraints, you definitely want to look at this one. I don't have this, but I do want this.
Oh, it's very good. Especially if like you are traveling, or if you're not a person that has like a wrought iron bed frame. What it has is straps that go underneath the mattress. And the special edition one goes up to a California King, which is really nice. And so those straps can go underneath the mattress, and then you just hook on your cuffs. It has six connection points and four cuffs. So you can have your partner fully spread out in whatever position feels the most comfortable. You could also just use the cuffs on their own. I really like the under the bed restraints if you want to hide your kink wear very quickly, because you could just tuck it right under the mattress. So you always have it ready to go. You don't have to worry about rigging something up. You don't have to worry about, you know, breaking everything out. It's just a matter of pulling the straps out of the mattress and hooking on the cuffs. Love something convenient. Having something like that too, where it's across the bed, having somebody spread out, being exposed like that, being in that space that's so vulnerable, can be a really cool headspace to play with praise in. Having someone being so exposed like that and telling them how pretty they are, telling them how good they look spread out like that, playing with the humiliation, you know, letting them know that they're so pretty when they're helpless, mm-hmm. letting them know that possession over them that you may have when they're in that moment of being completely restrained, completely tied down, can be a really hot way to play with that praise kink, whether it's full praise or praise with degradation.
Can you tell me about the cuffs on that? Are those Velcro cuffs that are with that particular, it's by Sports Sheets?
Yeah. So there are two versions of it. The one that I have, they are vegan leather cuffs, mm-hmm. and they have like physical metal hardware on them. So
mm-hmm. okay,
you kind of hear it there. But the original under the bed restraint set is just nylon with Velcro. So those are really easy to put on and off. And the benefit to that over the leather ones is that because they lay flat, you could just tuck those right under the bed too. But I personally love the look and the feel and the smell of the fake leather. Mm-hmm. And the little gold hardware just makes me feel like so like femme and bougie. So my preference is the special edition set, but the original set, if you want something just like quick and ready to go.
On and off. If you're just starting mm-hmm. with restraint play, certainly I think the Velcro ones are great because, first of all, they're soft for the person that you're putting them on. And then also, if you aren't well-versed at getting anything off, they come right off when you want them to. But then you can work your way up to...
And machine washable.
The fans. And machine and washing is, yes, exactly.
So just a couple more tools that I wanted to show. We were talking about impact play a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'd be remiss not to talk about an impact tool. So this is an acrylic paddle, and this is a mean paddle. So acrylic is just like a hard plastic. So when you hit somebody with this, not only is it going to give you a really good sound, but that's not going anywhere. That is just a hard, wherever you hit, that is what it is. Already my hand is tingling. So something like this.
I have not seen one of those before. I have not seen an acrylic paddle. It's shiny too and pretty.
Mm-hmm. This one has a little bow tie on it too. It's part of a set that comes with, I'm going to show this too, a little like gag that has bows on it, and it has little bow pasties.
So the gag would be a good tool.
Yeah. So I was going to get into that. So a gag is really good too, because you can sort of have that dynamic of power in who's allowed to speak. who has the power to speak? And pairing that with the praise, you can't say anything back when you're in a gag. If you are going to be gagged, though, make sure, two very important safety points. One, you have a nonverbal safe word. So whether it's snaps, claps, taps, dropping a ring of keys, whatever it is that you can do to signal to your partner that you need to get out of the gag, that things need to stop, whatever it is. And also, if you're going to have somebody in a gag, make sure that they're not completely on their back for too long because they have the ability to choke on their own spit. So make sure that your bottom in a gag is
on their knees. Somewhat elevated. What?
That too. You know, that is a very good way to keep elevated.
Just thought I'd add to the conversation.
The great position of that control, pair that gag with that collar, tilt the head up and have direct eye contact with praise. I feel like I'm making a checklist here. But yeah, it sort of gives that dynamic of the power of who is allowed to speak. Yeah. How are you allowed to respond? If you're a person that can't take a compliment, pair your praise with a gag because you cannot go ahead and deny that compliment when you've got a giant silicone ball in your mouth.
Giant silicone ball in your mouth. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to clip just that. The giant silicone ball in your mouth. I love that so much. Oh, my
listen,
God.
I'm a switch. I can't take a compliment, but I love a praise kink.
I feel like we're blushing back and forth. It's like this might be one of my favorite kink conversations. And it's because they're really, I don't know if this was a thing years ago. I feel like I haven't really heard about it before. And it's so resonant with me. And I think it's interesting because in the past I have said, like, when it hits humiliation, I've often shied away from it or been like, ah, that's not my thing. But then the way that you've shown the wordplay and how just in slight ways you can pair the two so that it heightens everything depending on what one's relationship to humiliation is. It's interesting to me. We'll be right back. Kick off the new year with a jaw-dropping 30% off of some of the hottest sex toys and my favorite, Gleam Lube, with code EXPLORERS30 when you shop thethruster.com. Known as the home of the incredible Build Your Own Thruster Prime, thethruster.com is also partnered with lassiere.com, where you'll find gorgeous vibrating steel toys, and boutiquevoila.com, where you can grab a vibrating lipstick, a rubber ducky that gets lucky, or even get pounded by Thor's hammer, literally, all for 30% off with code EXPLORERS30. Just head to thethruster.com where you'll find The Thruster, Lassiere, and Boutique Voila and enjoy 30% off your site-wide purchases with code EXPLORERS30 at checkout. Cheers.
Yeah, it's, you know, there are so many different connections that we can have with this. You know, again, the giving versus the receiving, whether it's being complimented on what you do, how you look, who you are, what your relationship is. It's not as simple as just, you know, complimenting someone. It could go so, so much deeper. It could have so many different levels to it, in or outside of kink, in or outside of love, in and outside of romance, in or outside of intimacy. All of these things can either coexist or just be completely separate. And I think that that's one of the things that's the most hot about praise.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love how we've talked a little bit about how you can integrate a little bit of restraint. If someone is new to impact, you can start with light impact and then praise on how well they take it, how they do with it. But you don't have to do any of that. So yeah, I mean, I'd like to do a little bit of all of it, but are there any other tools that you have there, or have we gone through them?
I mean, a strap-on.
A strap-on would be like praising someone for how much they can take if you're a vulva owner and giving it to another person.
Yeah, really anything. You know, I have my magic wand proudly displayed behind me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a super powerful vibrator. Maybe you are praising someone for how long they can handle such intense sensation on themselves. You know, maybe you're praising someone for how well they use a toy on you. Maybe you're the bottom and you're praising them for how well they spank you, for how well they are tying you up. You know, all of these different things. Praise can exist anywhere. Praise can exist with anything.
This makes me think of, you know what I like when I'm topping, what I really get off on? Making them thank me. Like,
is a form of praise.
Yeah. I guess I haven't even thought about that. Like, the other end of it is, and I will literally be like, you need to thank me. Mm-hmm. That is one of my things. I really get off on them just going on and on about how grateful they are.
Asking for it or begging for it is also a form of praise.
Because
you are basically saying, this is something that I really want, and I really want it from you right now.
Yep. Like that. All right. We're getting to that time. Let's ask the ultimate question. Somebody who's here right now is obviously there. Like, maybe that's my thing. How do we start to talk to our partners about this one? And in a way that they're not just like, you know, I could see I don't see a partner being like, oh, that's the weirdest thing ever. But I could see a partner downplaying it or just not getting it and being like, I tell you, you're pretty all the time. I can totally see that being the response. Well, I always tell you how gorgeous you are. I always tell you, you know what, that kind of response. So how do you explain, I need more and I need it in this kinky situation?
I mean, there's always the option to just explicitly say like, hey, this is something that I'd really like. But you can also ease into it by asking. So, you know, like asking, you know, how do you feel when I do this? Or do you like how I look here? Do you like how I do this? Tell me, what specifically do you like? If someone uses a word of praise outside of a kinky situation, maybe just go up to them again, if you have this established relationship, and be like, you know, whisper in their ear, be like, I loved when you call me that. Call me that again later when we're naked. Give them that something to look forward to. And again, like I was saying, praise kinks are all over the internet right now, all over mainstream media. So maybe watch something together and be like, hey, like, how did that make you feel? Ask what words they want to be called. Open the conversation by asking about them. You know, would you like it if I called you a good girl, a good boy, sir, ma'am, whatever it is, my pretty little plaything? Would you like if I called you that in bed? Does that do anything for you? Do you like talking in bed? Do you like vocalizing in bed? Moaning can be a form of praise. So exploring that together, but open it up with a question. It's all verbal. It's all linguistic. So a conversation is really required.
It is all linguistic. It's true. All right. That's, and I think maybe also you had mentioned reading erotica with your partner, but even I think as we were having this conversation, I've thought about hot sex scenes in movies where the thing that really gets people off is that sort of praise dynamic that goes on between the couple, and having the opportunity to watch something like that and then say, hey, that's kind of what I'm talking about, right? Might be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Any way that you can sort of bridge that gap.
Listen to this podcast with them. Now, if someone wants to start diving into praise kink with their partner or a partner tomorrow, the next day, let's give them a starter kit. How do they get started?
So going back to what is it? that sort of piqued your interest? Why are you here? Why did you tune into this? When we were going throughout this and we were giving all those different examples, did you have that light bulb moment of, ooh, that was something that I want to give a try? That's something that I'd love hearing coming out of my partner's mouth. That's something that I would love to tell my partner. I have a blog up on Babeland's website where I list a bunch of different examples of things that you can try. Even if you're by yourself, just go read them out loud. Read them in whatever voice you want. Read them in your day-to-day voice. Read them in a deep, husky voice. Whisper it. You can even record yourself and listen to yourself saying it. See what feels right coming off of your tongue. Maybe there's something that when you read it, you were like, oh, that's hot. And then as soon as you say it out loud, you're like, I don't actually like the way that that word sounds. So giving yourself the opportunity to think of it as praise kink masturbation, right? You're just doing this by yourself and for yourself to see how it feels.
And if you guys want to receive all of that, I am going to be sending this podcast episode out in an e-newsletter. I will make sure to link that blog in the e-newsletter. So you can just click on it, head to Babeland and read it and start giving those things a try. Yeah, it seems to me that a key to the praise kink is really learning what specific words and what type of praise, and if a little humiliation like sprinkled in turns you on, it's really a discovery of exactly what it is that lights you up, which is a journey, right? A try and fail at some and then love some of the other things, correct?
Absolutely.
And if you have a partner who wants to please you, who wants to, you know, be a good partner and engage in this with you, you can give them the list and have them try some of the things with you. See how they feel about it.
Play.
It's play.
You know, you said in my intro that I like to lace humor into everything to remind people that this should be fun. You might say something that makes your partner laugh. You might both have a giggle fit when you realize that a certain word coming out of your mouth just feels so off character for you. That's fine.
Yeah.
Move forward. It doesn't have to be a big deal. You've learned something that's not for you or not for them, and that's okay. You know, it's a trial and error. But when that error becomes something that you're like, nope, there it is. You have found it. You have struck gold, and you take that and you run with it.
Right. And so speaking of, I mean, this is all about words and wordplay and integrating it into sex. And so it's about sex talk. And I want to bring that up because I have admitted sometimes I struggle with sex talk. The good news is Lisa is going to come back and join us. I'm doing a podcast here very soon with her about how to talk sexy. Sex talk 101. And she is going to walk us all through that and give us some tips and tricks. If you find yourself feeling uncomfortable at verbalizing with your partner, and especially if you have a partner who's like wanting to hear more from you, and y'all might find it strange. I have a podcast. Everything I do has to do with words and talking. When it comes to being in bed and sex situations, I struggle, folks. I struggle. So Lisa's coming back. So I want you to stay tuned in. And in the next couple of weeks, she's going to walk us through how to use words in bed, whether praise, humiliation, whatever that might look like, right?
Yeah. And I am so excited for that.
I know. It sounds like it's one of your strengths.
It is something I enjoy teaching, for sure.
I love it. Can you let my listeners know where to find anything and everything they want to find out about you and about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, I work for a company called Babeland. We have three locations now in New York. We just opened up a new store in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So we've got two in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, and Park Slope. We've got one on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and then one in Seattle, Washington. A cool thing about our shops is that everyone that works there has gone through sex education training. So we're there not only to, you know, give you the products that you're looking for, but to help you find the right one. It's something that, you know, is very near and dear to me because it's how I wound up in this industry, was through someone helping me out when I was at the shop. And I said, hey, I want to do this. Definitely come visit us if you can in person. If not, we do have a website. It's babeland.com. And if you want to read more about Praise Kinks, or if you want to dabble into one of the other many, many topics that we have online, if you go to babeland.com/babe-blog, that's going to have dozens of informational pieces, some written by me, some written by professional sexologist Carol Queen. She's got a PhD in sex, which is the coolest thing I've ever heard. So definitely go check that out. It's free. It's on the website. You can read it. You can peruse. I hope that you find something that piques your interest.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation. And then hopefully we will get to visit humiliation as well, because I'm sure everybody's a little bit curious and wants to hear more about that. So until next time, I'll see you in the locker room. Cheers. There goes the whiskey.
Sure does.
Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from Vanilla Is My Flavor to Tie Me Up and Call Me Good Girl Daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.